Harold and Susan Berwick.
Mr. Chairman, that's in my area. I have a motion prepared.
Okay, sir.
I move that we recommend approval of CU 1975 for Ronald and Susan Berwick for an auto repair and sales based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed on it, will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. The site has a history of automotive use. Mr. Berwick's father started an automotive repair business on this site in 1944. This type of use existed there until about 2.5 years ago. The use as an automotive repair facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. There are other businesses and commercial uses in the area, including an oil company, construction company, trucking and excavating company, a convenience store, and another automotive repair facility. No parties appeared in opposition to the application. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. The hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. One lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. Security lighting shall be downward screen and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. Any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring roadways. The dumpster's location shall be shown on the final site plan. All repairs shall be performed indoors. No automotive parts shall be stored outdoors. No junk, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site. No more than 15 cars shall be displayed for sale on the site at any one time, and no more than 5 additional vehicles may be parked outside the building in preparation for the sale lot. All display areas, parking, and storage areas shall be clearly depicted on the final site plan. No more than 5 vehicles waiting for service or parts may be parked outside. The site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrances and roadway requirements. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1975, Ronald and Susan Berwick, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Not voting.
Let the record show the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Ross abstaining.